is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The federal court has put an injunction on the increase in immigration fees. Take advantage of this and get your applications in as soon as possible. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it is especially horrible for immigrants who depend on their spouses for immigration benefits. We call it green card slavery. Thanks to the VAWA Act, which is gender neutral and which was introduced by Joe Biden, who was then a senator, there is hope through the spousal abuse petition. I think it shows the character of a person who is willing to offer a law that will help mostly women, and yes, men do get the help too, but immigrant women. So I think that says a lot. Mr. Figaro, can you speak on this, as well as children who are abandoned in the U.S., the orphan petition, and other immigration issues?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And in November, hopefully, with a successful election, we're going to have Vice President Biden becoming President Biden and Kamala Harris becoming the first black woman to be Vice President of the United States of America. In fact, the first woman Vice President of the United States of America. So what do we want? What is our demands? Obviously, one of the issues that we are obviously dying to see as immigrants here in America is comprehensive immigration reform. We want an immigration system that is not racist. We want an immigration system that keeps families together. We want an immigration system that will treat our children with dignity. We want an immigration system where people seeking political asylum could be treated fairly and not like dogs at the border. We want an immigration system where businesses could strive by bringing in qualified labor that the country does not have. Yes. Part of the problem in the United States is the educational system, which does not produce the type of qualified people in engineering, computer science, doctors, registered nurses. So what we need to see is a system, an educational system that could fulfill those needs right here in the U.S., but for those labor shortages, we need those jobs to be filled by people from all walks of life internationally so that America could become more competitive. Comprehensive immigration reform has been on the burner since 2001, and it still remains on that burner, so to speak. We have had Republican presidents after Republican presidents demonizing immigrants in order to win votes from white people who think that immigrants are not good for the U.S., when in fact, immigrants are part of the process in terms of building America. The original people here in America were Native American. So, yes, we do want comprehensive immigration reform that will do all of these things. Vice President Biden in 1994 was one of the sponsors for VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act. And basically, obviously, the law is neutral gender, where if a spouse is being abused by their spouse, and that spouse is a green card holder or U.S. citizen, that spouse could still get their green card here in the U.S. Many times, female or male, they go into marriages, and then all of a sudden, hell breaks loose, so to speak. The abuse starts, whether it be physical, mental, and that spouse, because they are undocumented, are treated unfairly. If you are in a situation where your spouse is abusive to you, you should call for a free consultation. Because yes, you can get a green card as an abused spouse. So whether your spouse is a green card holder or U.S. citizen, your path to legalization will be through VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994. Now, in order to succeed with those VAWA applications, we need evidence. Evidence that it's a bona fide marriage, that you all live together. Evidence of abuse. So it could be a restraining order, police reports, hospital records, pictures, affidavits from friends and family about the abusive situation. So what you need to do is to start gathering evidence. Yes, that's how you win any case, through evidence. So you're going to have to show that the marriage is bona fide, that you all did live together, and that this spouse is abusive. Many times people go for consultations for nonprofits and other attorneys, and we find that those people are given incorrect information about the abused spouse petition process. So if it's a second opinion, a third opinion, you should call our office for that free legal consultation. So again, if you are a victim of abuse and your spouse is a green card holder or a U.S. citizen, you have relief, and that is called VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994. You could call us anytime at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845 for that free legal consultation. Additionally, we call on friends and families of the abused. A lot of times when people are victims of abuse, they seem to get into their shell and allow that spouse to be even more abusive. And what starts off as, you know, mental torture sometimes can turn into physical torture and even death. So please, if you have a friend that is a victim of abuse and they are married to a U.S. citizen or a green card holder, they are part to legalization is VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994, sponsored that time by Vice President Biden. Obviously, he wasn't Vice President at the time. but it goes to the character of the VP who is now running for president. We are confident that Vice President Biden, who obviously worked with President Barack Obama for 8 years, obviously Barack as president, this gentleman could do good not only for the immigrant community, but for the entire community, especially where the coronavirus is concerned. And at this time, there are surges in the virus in Brooklyn and in Queens. So my people, please be careful. Do your social distancing and wear your mask. So Vice President Biden sponsored the Violence Against Women's Act. And we call on friends, families, victims to please obviously take that abuse seriously. Call and schedule an appointment to come into the office, and we will give you the proper direction. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Now, for those of you who are in a relationship but you're not married, because abuse not only occurs in, obviously, marriage, it occurs in different type of relationships. So sometimes, obviously, you may be have children with someone, you're living with that person, and that person, it doesn't matter what status that person have, if that person is abusive to you, you have to investigate whether or not you qualify by working with the district attorney's office to bring charges against this person who's abusive. So there may be relief for you as an abused spouse under the U visa. So please, if you're unmarried and you're subject to abuse and crimes, you should contact us. If you're married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder, you should contact us. And if you are a parent of a child that is a green card holder or U.S. citizen, you should also contact us. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is your show. Each and every week, we talk about issues that we believe could be helpful to you. You have to take the first step, which is giving us that call. Our number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Call for that free legal consultation right now. Other issues that occur in our community is young people being abandoned here in the U.S. You know, your brother, your sister just drop off their children at your home or at the grandmother's home, and that child is now in your custody. So that child was abandoned, and does that child qualify for CIDG? That's where if you petition for someone, first there's the adoption process in family court, then that person could be petitioned for a green card. Once that person goes through that process and becomes a green card holder or U.S. citizen, they cannot petition for their biological parents. But those children that are abandoned here in the U.S., some of them might be DACA, but too old now for CIDG, you should give us a call. If you have a child at your home that has been left there by a family member, that child has been abandoned. And if that child is undocumented, you should call our office so we could discuss whether or not that child qualifies for CIDG. The step one is the adoption, and step two is the petition for that child, and all of that should happen before the child's 18th birthday. So please give us a call if a child has been abandoned and left at your home. So again, there are solutions to problems, but sometimes, obviously, we do not know about it. You, the client, give us the facts, and we have to determine whether or not those facts are applicable to various areas of law, immigration law, that could be helpful to you. So please give us a call. You may have had a consultation before with another attorney, or you did one a couple years ago and you don't think that all facts was given. Give us a call. The number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. 786-768-8845. That's, you call for a free legal consultation, and most of those consultations are done via the phone. If you call and you leave a message, we will get back to you. Even if you call and you hang up, we'll get your number and call you back for that free legal consultation. Again, you know, think about that abused person. Think about that abandoned child. Another issue that we hear quite often is you may have family members overseas and one of the parents are now deceased, or both parents are deceased. That's called an orphan petition. So if you are a U.S. citizen and you have a family member or non-family member overseas, and that child, one of those children's parents, is now deceased, that child may qualify for the orphan petition. You could get that child here within the U.S. within several months. You will have to obviously have the child's birth certificate, the death certificate of the parent. You will have to have, obviously, you'll need your tax returns for the last 3 years, proof of citizenship. And part of the process is what we call a home study, where they determine whether or not that child should be allowed to live with you. It's called an orphan petition. So if you have a family member overseas and that child, one of the child's parents is deceased and that child is under 16, all of this have to be done before that child's 16th birthday. That's another way to obviously get that person here that you care about. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Many times people get their green card and they're not aware that they could petition for their children that are not married, or they could petition for their spouse overseas. Once you become a U.S. citizen, you could petition for your married children. Some people wait until they become citizens. That's incorrect. You could petition for your brothers or sisters, your children that are unmarried. Your brothers and sisters, you could petition for them when you become a U.S. citizen. You could petition for your parents when you become a U.S. citizen. So if you have that green card and you do not know who you qualify to petition for, you should give us a call for a free consultation. Also, if you're a U.S. citizen, you could call and ask about who you qualify to petition for, whether it be here or overseas. Again, you know, these are what we call family-based petitions, and you need to get those applications in. One of the proposals that we have seen for a long time in comprehensive immigration reform is a proposal to end brother-sister petitions. So it's a good idea, before the law changes, if you want to petition for your brother or sister and you're a U.S. citizen, you should petition for them now before the law changes. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or you could visit Ask the Lawyer website. It's our landing page for Figueroa & Associates at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. And as a public service announcement, we would like to inform you that we have our paralegal certificate program commencing again soon. If you would like to get training as a paralegal, if you would like to get training as a civil rights advocate, if you want to have knowledge so that you could address the issues of Black Lives Matter in an educated way, we suggest that you register for our paralegal certificate program. That program, if you want information, you could go to www.freeparalegal.org. Again, www.freeparalegal.org. Again, that program is commencing soon. So if you want to get training as a paralegal, if you want to get training as a civil rights advocate, if you want legal training for a job that you have already, and you believe that that certification could be helpful for your job, or you just want to have more knowledge of U.S. law, this program is done via Zoom. It's online. You stay in the comfort of your home, and you take these classes in immigration, bankruptcy, matrimonial law, civil rights law, legal research and writing, a whole host of programs, most of them online, if not all, that you can take with the program. Again, for more information on our paralegal program, go to www.freeparalegal.org. Again, www.freeparalegal.org. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. We also have two interesting websites, one for Caribbean American Weekly and one for Workers' World Today. Caribbean American Weekly website deals about issues in the Caribbean community, both here and abroad. So if you want information about what's happening in the Caribbean community here or back home, you should visit the Caribbean American Weekly website at www.cawnyc.com. Again, www.cawnyc.com. You could also visit the Workers World Today website at www.workersworldtoday.com. Again, www.workersworldtoday.com. There you can get interesting information about your rights as a worker, both on the job, off the job. You could get information about workers' compensation law if you're injured on the job. So please visit those websites. Part of our policy here at Figaro & Associates is that we would like an educated client. We strive to have a community here where we teach, you know, we treat our clients as intelligent, thinking human beings. When you go to the websites that we have, it's very comprehensive. You're going to get a lot of information, and that will generate questions by you in terms of either your legal representation or about being new immigrants here in the United States of America. Again, this is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Visit the Ask the Lawyer website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Or if you want a free legal consultation, you could call us at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
The law firm of Figaro & Associates provides professional legal advice on the immigration consequences of contact with criminal and family courts. We represent immigrants and their loved ones on the path to legalization. We provide representation in immigration removal proceedings, spousal and Stokes interviews, VAWA, juvenile and religious petitions. We offer individualized advice for visiting relatives, entertainers, business and investor visas. If you are an immigrant or the loved one of an immigrant in need of assistance, please call 855-768-8845 for a free legal consultation. That's 855-768-8845. If you need free assistance with your citizenship application, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please be ready to provide information on immigration, criminal court and family court history at your free consultation or for our citizenship assistance program. You can also visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.